Hello, I'm Simone.
And I'm Hallie, reporting for Herrycast. And today it's our privilege to welcome to the studio Pastor John Funnell from Nodford Baptist Church in Aberseckan.
We're excited to learn more about the work he does and how he helps and supports his community. Good morning, Pastor John, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, both, and it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Firstly, can you tell us about your early life and where you grew up?
Oh, I wasn't expecting that to start with. Okay, so I grew up in North London, but all my family are from Wales. So I would spend my holidays out of the big city and in the country in Wales, where my family have farms. So I had a mixed life growing up, one in the city and the other in the country. So summer holidays, Easter holidays, Christmas, I'd be in Wales. And then the rest of the time, I'd be at home in London. So that's why I love Wales so much, you see. Because growing up, it was my place to holiday and relax. And now I live here and serve here. And that's a blessing to me.
How long have you been a pastor? And why did you become one?
So I took on the pastorate at Nodver Church in 2014. So this is my 12th year. I never chose to be a pastor. I didn't want to be a pastor. Prior to going into ministry, I was in business, and I was relatively successful in that field, and I was doing very well. But now I look back and see how it was God allowing me to set myself up so I could come to a valley like ours and serve it and not be a burden to the valley. 2011, I was at a conference in Aberystwyth, and I heard a pastor preach on a Bible verse, Romans 9:3, where Paul basically says a prayer for his brothers and sisters, as in his own people rather than family, where he wished they would be saved and know Jesus. And at that point, I knew I had to serve my people, which are in Wales, so that they would know Jesus and know the joy that I have every day, because I've got a relationship with God, and I want people to share in that here. So that's what sent me here. I gave up my big fancy job and all that came with that, and moved to Aberseckan of all places, and took on a church that just had a handful of elderly souls that were there faithfully keeping it open. And by God's grace, he's blessed us. And now we're a big, vibrant community. We serve around 300 people a week, and we have something on every single day. And it's filled with young people and life and fun. And we all celebrate the love of Jesus together.
Can you explain to us what your job role involves?
Oh, that's a great question. What does my job role involve? Well, every morning I get up, and I've got to open the church at 7:45 in the morning. And every night I then close it at about 10:30. And there's something going on every hour in between, every day of the week. So primarily my job is to minister to people, which is to teach them the Bible and to teach them about the love of Jesus. So I do that on a Sunday for our main service, and then I do it right through the week with Bible studies and prayer meetings and men's groups and discipleship groups, and then there's women's groups and youth groups and children's groups, and which I oversee. But the other element is to love and serve the community. So we organise food banks and food parcels, we do homeless ministries, we do homework clubs for kids that need help with tuition. There's all sorts that we do right through the week where we meet the needs of people in our community for the opportunity to share with them the love of Jesus. That's why we do it. So I spend a lot of time in hospitals, in care homes and in schools, helping people whenever they need help. And it's a real joy. But it can be tiring, because you're constantly with people and you're constantly hearing their pains and their burdens, and trying to love them through. But when you see people hear of the love of Jesus and see their lives change because of it, it's all worthwhile. It's a blessing. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the work and community projects that you are involved in?
That's another great question. So there's lots that we do for the community. What we're most famous for is an event at Christmas called Carols Under the Arch, where we, I don't know if you know of the big arch in Abersuchen. Thousands have come over the years to sing Christmas carols the week before Christmas there, and we get the local brass band and children's choirs, and that's a wonderful community event. And that's now doubled and gone to Summer Under the Arch. And we have a church from Atlanta, Georgia, that partners with us, and they come over, and they've got singers in their band, in their church. It's a massive church with thousands of people. Their singers have got like Grammy Awards, and they're brilliant. And they come over and they sing for us in the summer, and that brings people to us. We also support the schools. We do a lot with the schools. Blenavon, Garnteg, Abersuchen Comp, and we also run a learning hub for Abersuchen Comp. So we have 21 pupils registered at Nodfa's learning hub because they struggle with a standard school day. They come to us and we teach them. There's lots of things that we do. We feed the people. We love the people. We serve the people. We're in care homes and in the hospitals and in schools. Wherever there's a need within the community, Nodfa Church is there, willing to help. And I think it's important to stress that you don't have to believe in God, you don't have to follow Jesus to receive our help. We do it because we love our community. And all are welcome to come. And that's why we do what we do. We want to show God's love. We're not forcing anyone to believe in God's love. That's between you and Him. We're just here to serve.
How do you help people who come to the church?
The main thing that we do is we listen to them. And I think that's so important. Because I think sometimes people make the mistake of assuming that they know what their problems are. And they could be problems that appear obvious, but actually the cause of them is a few steps back. So we listen to find the cause of their problems. And then we love them and help them discover for themselves what they need to do to make their lives better. But on a typical Sunday, if people come, so we get around 150 every Sunday. Lots of young families come. It's wonderful. We have a big Sunday school. But when you come to church on a Sunday, you come and we pray and we read the Bible, and there's lots of singing. And then we take communion, and then the kids go to Sunday school and they get their Bible lessons in Sunday school, and then the adults get a Bible lesson from me in the church. So I will teach them what the Bible says on that particular day, and then we sing again, and then we have tea and coffee, and we are like a big family, and all the kids run around playing together, and all the parents talk, and we help each other. And then after that, there's various discipleship groups for people that want to study the Bible even deeper. And then people go home, they have their Sunday dinners, and then in the evening we have home groups. So our church splits up into lots of little families that meet in each other's homes. And I send a newsletter out to them, and they answer questions from the morning's message. And so they can really get to grips with what the Bible's teaching them for that day, so they can live it out through the week and love others as Jesus has loved us.
How important is it to have a church like Nodfa in the community?
That's a fantastic question, thank you. I think the best way to answer that is to speak to the community. But I, from my own personal standpoint, I think it's very, very important. And I would love to see every community have a church like Nodfa in them, a place of love and support and safety and truth and peace, where all people are welcome to come. And I'm working on that. I'm training 11 people to go out into other valley communities, and we pray they'll replicate what's happened at Nodfa in their communities, where we have a place that that stands firm on what the Bible teaches and lives it out to our neighbours. Christianity is a religion of love. So you need to be with others to practice it, because otherwise you're just loving yourself. So what we do as a church is we encourage people to come, to learn how to love people better, and then go and love people better. And I think every community needs a place like that, don't they? Now, there's other community offerings that are very good and very helpful. You think of the rugby clubs. They do fantastic things for the community, and the football clubs and scouts and various organisations. And they're a blessing to us. The reason why church is different is because the standard of love we're giving in church is God's love. It's not a human standard. It's beyond what we can do to love each other. It's God's love. So that allows your community to love each other beyond what it would do otherwise. So that's why the church is so important. What a brilliant question. Thank you.
Can you explain the importance of having links with schools and community groups and engaging with young people in the area?
It's very important to have links with the school. It's important for children to learn, and it's important for them to learn the Bible. I am a big advocate of religious studies in schools because it's what's built our society, and it's what is building societies all around the world. And I think it's very important for you to learn about all other religions too, because then you can understand how other people think, and then you can love them better because you know how they're thinking. And I think it's very important so that when you grow up, you can make educated decisions on whether to go to church or not and how to love each other. And yeah, so it's important that we come into school. The other reason why I think it's very important that the church has interaction with their local schools is because we can help the schools. You know, we've got resources that can bless you. I have lots of young people come and see me because they need help and they don't know where else to turn to. And they might have got themselves into trouble. So they don't want to go to the police because they're worried they're going to get arrested. And they don't want to go to their parents because they're worried they're going to be told off. But they remember Pastor John from a school assembly. So they come and see me for help. And if I didn't have that relationship with the schools, they would have no place to go to for help. So it's a way of making ourselves accessible to the students and the teachers for us to help you more. Yeah.
Do you have any fun activities for children or families at NODFA?
Oh, do we have fun activities? Absolutely. Shall I go through the week for you?
Yeah.
So Sunday morning, church is amazing. It's buzzing. We've got over 150 there, lots of young families. You make friends for life. It's brilliant. And during the service, you come and you sing, and there's a wonderful atmosphere. And then you go to Sunday school, where you learn about the Bible and about Jesus in a really fun way. And then afterwards, there's food, there's snacks, there's drinks, and you get to play with your friends. And that's brilliant on a Sunday. Then on Monday after school, we have Get Ahead, which is a club where all the teachers in our church give their time to offer free tuition for children that want to get ahead in their lessons. So you can come and you can learn in a fun way there. On Tuesday night, we have a club for teenagers. And then on a Friday night, we have a club for juniors, so your age. And that's 6 till 8 p.m. And there's games and there's crafts and there's stories and there's singing and dancing. And there's lots to do. We're full every Friday, and it's brilliant. And what we do every 3 months is we take the kids on fun trips. So in the summer, we'll go to the beach for the day. And it's all free because NODFA Church want to show you the love of Jesus. So we pay for it all. And we go to all different things. We've been on nature trails. We've been go-karting. There's lots of trips that we do. But you earn these trips by coming to the clubs and earning points in the clubs. And points make prizes. We've gone to Winter Wonderland over Christmas as well. There's lots of stuff we do. So we try and keep you engaged and happy and we have pizza and hot dogs and chips and all these wonderful things for you to eat when you come. Yeah, there's lots on for people your age when you come, and it's a wonderful community.
What does a typical week look like for you?
It's a busy week. So Sunday, I get up early for prayer, and then people from the church come early to pray for the service. Then we have the service where I lead the congregation and teach them the Bible. Then come back home, and I married Superwoman, which really helps. And I invite anyone who wants to come over for Sunday dinner with us. Like, you could have someone in need, someone that hasn't eaten for a few days, or it could just be friends within the church. So they'll come back to the home, and we will eat together. My wife never knows how many people she's cooking for on a Sunday, but she's always got the right amount, which is incredible. And then we have the home groups in the evening, where we study the Bible together more. Monday, I wake up, I open the church. I then have a morning of study where I prepare my lessons for the week. Every morning I begin with prayer and reading a bit of the Bible for myself. And then Monday afternoon, I'm usually in meetings with different people in the community, different community leaders, seeing how we can help, seeing how we can support. Then you've got the Get Ahead Club. There's other discipleship groups through the night. Tuesday, very similar, but with the youth at the end. Wednesday, we have a midweek Bible study meeting. So a lot of the church come, and we study the Bible together and we pray. And then I've got meetings all the way through the week. And if I'm not meeting people within the community, I'm meeting people from the church. So I prioritise that based on where they're at with God. So if they're in hospital and they're sick, they want Pastor John to come in and pray with them. So they'll be top of my list. But there could be people, someone might have missed church on Sunday, and because they've had to go to work, or they've been poorly, or they were on holiday, or what have you. So I go to see them to make sure they're okay, and to let them know that they're loved. And because they miss church on Sunday, they miss their family. And, you know, if you're away from home, you miss family, don't you? And imagine if you're away from home and you're missing your family, and your dad comes to see you to give you a big kutch. Yeah, that's my job as a pastor. I go round and see our church family through the week and try and support them as best as I can. I do a lot of speaking. I do a lot of talking at conferences, and I do a lot for organisations like the BBC and speak for them. And I travel a lot speaking. I also do a lot of writing. So I write for a number of magazines and publications about Jesus. So I get asked to do that. So a lot of my time I'm in my study too. But that's helpful, because you can burn out when you're with people all the time. So it's nice to just be on your own sometimes. So I balance that. Yeah. So it's a very busy week, and it doesn't stop. But I love it. It's not a job. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be with you two today. So, yeah.
Do you have any hobbies or interests outside of church?
Yes, I do. First, it's my family. I'm so blessed to be married to Superwoman, and I've got four beautiful children. That it's been the greatest honour of my life to be their dad and to raise them. So any spare time I have, I try and spend with my family and take them out and do things with them. I do have other passions. I am into boxing, and I help out at Torvine Warriors in Cumbran. And my oldest son, Arthur, who's now in the Royal Navy, he was a really good boxer, and he won in tournaments in Europe and boxed with Wales, and he did all sorts there. And my youngest son, Samuel, he won the Welsh Cup last year at boxing. So I'm very proud of him. So boxing's a big part of my life, and I enjoy going to the gym there. My ultimate passion is reading. I love to read. And I read theology, which is the study of God and study of the Bible. It's a blessing. It's not only is it my work, it's also my hobby. So I get to read wonderful things about God, and that really pleases me. So you'll often find me, if I've got any downtime, I'm there sat on my sofa with a book reading. I also love music, and I'm into a broad spectrum of music, but I'm really passionate about classical music. So I'll often sit and listen to that or go to shows. I love music that isn't predictable. Yeah, you're not expecting what's coming next, like world music. So they're my passions, yeah.
Yesterday, we were visited by young people from Sarang Church in Korea who gave us a fantastic performance of singing, dancing and taekwondo skills.
Can you tell us what links you have with Sarang Church and how you came to work with them?
Brilliant. Well, aren't they amazing? Weren't they brilliant? They really blessed us. So Sarang Church is a massive church. They have about 40,000 people in their church. And that's incredible numbers. You don't see that in Wales, do you? They all love Jesus very much in South Korea. It's the most Christianized country on earth. And they're a wonderful people. But the people in South Korea, they're all Christian and they really love Wales. And here's why. There was a Welshman called Robert Germain Thomas, who was from just over the valley in a place called Llanover. And he was praying in the little chapel there, and he felt God tell him that he should go to Korea to tell them about the love of Jesus. And he went over there, and this is in the 1860s. He went over there and he went to China. Sadly, his wife and their baby died on the journey. But he stuck with his mission, and he learnt the Korean language, and he translated the Bible for them in their language so they could read it for themselves and understand it. And then as he went to Korea, he was warned not to go because they don't like outsiders. And he went there because they didn't know the love of Jesus, you see. They were quite hateful people at the time. So he went there on his boat, and they were shooting the boat with fire arrows. And the boat started to sink, and people got out. Some died, sadly. But Robert Germain Thomas got to shore with his Bibles, and he started giving the Bibles out, saying, "This is God's word. Jesus loves you." And he gave a Bible to one man and said, "This is God's word. Jesus loves you." And the man then killed him with a sword. Very sad, wasn't it? And he lost his life to tell people about Jesus. That man then took that Bible, and in Asia, they would paper their walls. They didn't have glass like we have, so their houses were all made of paper back then, and they would paper their walls, and he papered his walls with the Bible that Robert Germain Thomas gave him, and he started reading the words of the Bible, and he came to see that Jesus does love him, and he became a Christian. And he invited people to his home to read the Bible, and they became Christian. And then they told others, and it grew and grew and grew and grew. And now, with the church we partner with, Sarang Church, that has 40,000 members, that's only the sixth biggest church in that city. There's five bigger churches. But because of Christianity being brought to that country and all the blessings that come from Christianity, because that came from Wales, Koreans love Wales, and they're really, really sad that people have stopped coming to church in Wales because the church has done so much for them. So when they hear of a story of a little church in a valley that has grown from a single-digit congregation like we have to this big church by Welsh standards, because we serve 300 a week through our various ministries, they get really excited and they want to support and they want to bless. So that's how we got in contact. They heard the story of this little church in Abasakan that had grown and is serving and loving the community. So they thought, how can we help? So they've been in contact. They flew me out there last year to speak in their church. And I'm going there again later this year. And they're sending people over to bless us as they did yesterday. So it's a great link. But isn't it incredible that because of the love of Jesus, we can be best friends, family, with people on the other side of the world who are from different cultures that look different to us, that behave differently to us, yet we're one because we share in the love of God. Isn't that a miracle? And they flew all that way, thousands and thousands of miles, because they wanted you all to know of the love of Jesus that they know of. Wonderful.
What makes Nodford Church special to you?
There's two answers I can give to that. The first one is Jesus is there. The Bible tells us that as his people gather, we become his body. We become Jesus in action. So when his church come together, we become Jesus. So we love each other and we love our valley. We even love our enemies. That's special, isn't it? Imagine if everyone loved their enemies. How brilliant this world would be. There'd be no more war, would there? No more bullying. No more hateful behaviour. No more racism. Yeah, if we just loved everyone. And that's what we do as a church. So the first answer is Jesus is there. And the second answer is the people. Every morning, every Sunday morning, when I go to speak to the church, I look at this full chapel that just 10 years ago was empty. And every person there is a trophy of grace who I so love because they show me God's love. And they're just the most amazing people at Norfolk. And they've gone through so much change and so much heartache. But we do life together and we love each other. And we welcome anyone who comes. If it's your first time at Norfolk Church, within minutes, you'll feel like you've been there for years. Because it's just a big family.
Thank you very much for delivering worship this morning and also being our guest on Herrycast.
It's been really interesting to learn about your role as a pastor, as well as all of the amazing work you do within the community.
Thank you both for having me. Thank you for asking me such excellent questions. You really made me think. I love this school and it's a blessing to be here. Thank you.